You who may not be familiar with Cesar Chavez, let me remind you. Cesar was a civil rights activist, farm worker and labor worker leader, a community servant, an environmentalist, and a crusader for nonviolent social change. He was a humble leader who, through nonviolence, inspired millions of Americans to seek social justice and civil rights for the poor and the disenfranchised in our society. Together with the United Farm Workers, Mr. Chavez forged a national coalition of students, middle-class consumers, trade unionists, religious groups, and minorities to voice opposition to the abhorrent living and working conditions of migrant farm workers of all colors. He also had local ties to Oregon, working with educators and local labor leaders. Oregon was the home of the Colegio Cesar Chavez, and for the past 17 years, the Cesar Chavez Student Leadership Conference has been held in Portland and the Willamette Valley in his honor. The Oregonian recently reported that 94% of new growth in the past 7 years has been Hispanic. 18,600 of Multnomah County's new 19,800 residents were Latino. Surprisingly, there are no existing public tributes to American Latino leaders in the Portland metropolitan area that I'm aware of. Today, we're here to officially open up a public comment period no shorter than 5 weeks on the proposed name change of Interstate Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. While people may have opinions about whether it should be renamed at all, it is important to understand that Interstate Avenue was actually renamed by city ordinance in 1916. Formerly Patton Street, the name was adopted because it was to become a main artery leading to the Interstate Bridge, a rationale that is no longer functional. I hope that through this process, people will begin to understand our collective tied histories and how contributions have been made to this country by Americans of all colors and backgrounds. I'd like to invite the Cesar Chavez Boulevard Committee representatives to please begin, and I assume you folks have it all lined up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon, Mayor Potter, Commissioner Adams, Commissioner Salzman, Commissioner Sten. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to present before you this afternoon on the impending resolution to rename Interstate Avenue in honor of Cesar E. Chavez. I am Jose Romero, co-chair of the Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard Committee. And to my left is my fellow co-chair, one of our community members of the Arbor Lodge area, Marta Wembes. Just beyond her a bit is Doretta Schrock, who is also a CECBC member and represents the Kenton Neighborhood Association. And on my far left is my compadre, Sonny Celedonio Montes, who hosted our first meeting on this project in early March and also was a close friend and follower of the late Cesar E. Chavez. Before we begin, I would like to introduce Chavez. Like we've introduced ourselves, I would like to run a short video to bring everybody up to speed as part of our way of getting to know who he was and what he did. So if we can do that now, then we'll continue.
Cesar Chavez, a man of the people, but no ordinary man. He changed the lives of generations of farm workers forever. Cesar Chavez, his legacy lives on. With every waking breath, Cesar Chavez fought for social justice and human rights for migrant farm workers. La causa, the cause, was his life. This leader of farm workers was raised as a migrant worker. Moving from camp to camp, Chavez never finished the eighth grade. He educated himself at public libraries, but it was what Chavez learned in the fields of the big growers. Exploitation and racism, unhealthy living and working conditions, uprooted families that inspired his lifelong struggle for farm worker rights. In 1962, Cesar Chavez and his wife Helen formed the National Farm Workers Association with their life savings of $1,200. Later, the NFWA and the Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee, AFL-CIO, merged to form the United Farm Workers Organizing Committee. This larger union was chartered by the AFL-CIO in 1966 and became the United Farm Workers of America in 1973. Under the union banner, Chavez and his fellow activists organized thousands of California workers, fighting for fair labor practices and better working conditions. They made history with La Huelga, the famous five-year strike and grape and lettuce boycott of the 1970s. It began in 1965 when the farm workers joined Filipino grape pickers striking for better wages in Delano, California. Winning the support of civil rights groups, unions, and religious organizations, La Huelga gained national attention when Chavez and 70 fellow strikers marched 300 miles to the state capital. On Easter Day, 10,000 people greeted the marchers as they arrived in Sacramento. That same day, the farm workers won an agreement from a major grower to negotiate. As the farm workers' struggle continued through the 70s and 80s, Chavez practiced nonviolent tactics, boycotts, strikes, and fasts. Over the years, tens of thousands of activists have followed him to jail for acts of civil protest. La Causa won the support of Robert F. Kennedy, who once called the union leader one of the heroic figures of our time. One of the most important farm worker victories was the passage of the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act. This law guaranteed farm worker rights to collective bargaining and union elections. As the momentum of the farm workers grew, they led a new fight to ban the use of cancer-causing pesticides on crops. Unions across the world have come out in support of the cause. Humble and soft-spoken, Cesar Chavez worked tirelessly as president of the United Farm Workers of America. He never forgot his roots with El Campesino, and El Campesino will never forget Cesar Chavez. Nearly 50,000 people paid tribute to Cesar Chavez at his funeral march in Delano, California, birthplace of the farm workers' movement. La Causa lives on.
If this is what it takes to build a union, a free and democratic union, and a good union for good people, we're willing to do it. As long as there's 1 ounce of strength in our body, that ounce of strength will be used to fight for this good cause. And in the end, we will win.
There's so much more, but we know we have a time limit here, so we do have a lot to share. How this project started. The street naming project was initiated in early March of this year, and an ad hoc committee came together made up of volunteers, community volunteers, students, Latino leaders, and with the primary goal of renaming a street in Portland after our leader, role model, community servant, Cesar Chavez. The group invited all interested persons to participate. We currently have quite a representation on the committee, and we're continuing to grow. We meet every other week and sometimes more. With each passing week, we get new supporters and ongoing reinforcement on the street naming project. Sometimes we're a little tired, but other people come and say, "You're doing the right thing. Adelante, adelante." So, you know, it's people say to us, "Hey, it's about time, you know, let's move forward with it." And so we're a part of that group now. I'd like to pass it on to Martha now, or Sunny.
Okay. I was watching the video, and today I still get chills every time I see the video, the impact that Cesar Chavez has had on many of us. Some of us were lucky in the sense that the last part when they're marching in the Leno during his funeral, there's a group of us that represented the state of Oregon. We were there when they had the burial there in Delano, California. Just seeing the masses of people people in suits, people, farm workers, all colors, cross-culturally. It was a rainbow of colors that were there, politicians left and right, all kinds of people that worked with César and knew César. We, again, were lucky in the sense that we hosted César several times here in the state of Oregon because some of us have been involved with the Colegio César Chávez. That's one of the reasons why we also have, and we just celebrate our 17th year, where we bring together about 1,400 Latino students from throughout the Mid-Willamette Valley with about 250 volunteers to honor César's memory by getting a group of Latino students together and develop that leadership that needs to be developed and get our young people involved. I think I've mentioned to several people, it's a matter of a short period of time before you're going to see the involvement of the Latino community in the city, in the county, in the state of Oregon. The demographics are changing. We're here. We're staying here. And we want to be part of this beautiful state of Oregon. One of the things, though, the naming of a street goes beyond a simple name. And that's one of the messages that we want to leave with people. Long term, we want to be able to mobilize our young Latino students here in the city of Portland, throughout the area here, so that they are involved in community service. We want to celebrate his birthday every year. We want to keep on supporting the philosophy of nonviolence that César was very, very famous for. We've got some plans. We're going to try and go after some private funding to see if we can, in the very near future, build a César E. Chávez Cultural Center. I think that these are some of the ideas that we want. So it goes beyond the naming of a street. The reason we basically decided on Interstate Avenue is simply because there was other choices. There was Alberta that was available. There was Grand Avenue that was available. 39th Street that was available. But I think what led us to Interstate is the diversity that we have in North Portland. North Portland is not the same as it used to be in the past. We've got a large Asian population, Hmong population there. We've got a large Latino population. So it's a beautiful multicultural setting that we have there. And not only that, but we've got the Martin Luther King Boulevard. We've got Rosa Parks. And now we're asking for your support with the César E. Chávez Boulevard. I think it's time that it happens, and I hope we get that support.
Doretta.
Doretta Schrock from the Kenton neighborhood. I do wear a lot of hats in North Portland. I'm just speaking for myself today, although I'll relate to you some decisions made by the Neighborhood Association Board. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, for bringing forward this resolution to open the comment period. I appreciate that very much. I was asked to talk a little bit about the history of Interstate Avenue, although the mayor stole a little bit of my thunder here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have in front of me a coloring book created by some North Portland students. They researched it, and it's called The History of Kenton, a Coloring Book. There's a map in the center. An old-time map from, I don't know, must be around 1910 or so. The title on the map in the centerfold, and I only have one copy of this today, but if anybody's interested, I can probably scare up some more, is How Has North Portland Changed Over the Years? The students who did this coloring book understood, even at their young age, and there's a great picture of all the students who worked on it on the back, all colors and sizes. What some of us older folks sometimes forget, and that is that history is about change and not about things always staying the same as they were when you were 10 years old. It's interesting when you look at the map that what is now the University of Portland was then Columbia University. What is now the Columbia Slough was then Portland Channel, and in fact, actual large sailing ships used to come down what is now the Columbia Slough. What is now Denver Avenue was Darby Street, and what is now Interstate Avenue was Patton Avenue. Interstate Avenue got its current name, as the mayor mentioned, to reflect its status. When the Interstate Bridge was built, it became the major artery between Oregon and Washington. But now it doesn't serve that purpose anymore, and in fact, people who aren't familiar with our area sometimes get confused because Interstate Avenue is just a few blocks from Interstate 5, and people say Interstate, and they mean Interstate Avenue, and people think they mean Interstate 5. The Canton Neighborhood Association Board has endorsed this change. They're speaking for themselves, not for everyone in the neighborhood, but their vote was unanimous. As one of those board members, I can tell you that I voted to support this change, not because of Interstate Avenue or Cesar Chavez, even though Cesar Chavez is one of my American heroes. I grew up, I was in high school and college in that era when with the Great Boycott and the Farm Workers Union. I support this change because it's a symbolic but tangible way to support the Latino community in Portland and indeed in all of Oregon. Some very thoughtful and committed people, most of whom have a very impressive track record of decades of leadership in the Latino community, told us that this change would be very meaningful to them and to their community. No doubt there are many other possible choices, but these people have chosen this, have made this specific request because it's meaningful to them. And they've devoted hundreds of volunteer hours to outreach to the community to discuss this possible change. Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers emphasized inclusiveness, and to me, that really is what this project is about. It is inclusiveness. It's opening our arms as a city to everyone who lives here. Thank you.
Lali.
Buenas tardes, good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. And I'm going to share a little bit about some of the outreach that we have done so far. We have done some outreach at the interstate. We have met with some business owners, and when we will have not find the owners, we have left messages or information. We're working with high school students to participate with our outreach. We met with the City Portland Commissioners. We have meetings with Multnomah County Commissioners. We had some meetings with the neighborhood boards, Overlook, Harbor Lodge, and Canton. We went to Harbor Lodge Community Fair at the Peace Lutheran Church. We had Oregonian Editorial Board with Robert Caldwell and their supporters. We had a meeting with the TriMat director, Fran Hansen. We also went to the Oregon Symphony at Harbor Park. We have online petitions, and we have hard copy petitions also. And I believe that the mayor has a link on his website for petitions. And we also have declarations of support. We have letters, and I will mention some of those ones from Albina Gestar, Catholic Charities, Representative Jackie Dinfelder, Senator Abel Gordy, the Hispanic News, Ethos Music Center, Berta Ferran, Charles McGee, Hacienda CDC, from Prieto Ferrari, Hispanics in Unity of Oregon, Jesucito Market, who is an interstate, Canton Neighborhood Association, the Metro Conciliar Rex Burkholder, I think I'm pronouncing it right, if not, sorry, and New Seasons Market, Noticias Latinas, Oregon Council for Hispanic Investment, Portland Guadalajara Sister Associations, Shelly Romero, Maria Ruiz from Director and Community for Students Relationships at PSU, Commissioner Maria Rojo, and from Multnomah County Commissioner District 1, Daniel Torres, who is a reporter, Bishop Wells from Emmanuel Temple, Voz Hispana, and from the trip shop from Fine Store and Interstate. And we have the support of Art and Soul Store in Interstate, and we have others that I don't have here in hand. I also, in the packages that they were giving to you guys, there is a list over there of the cities who had been recognized, Cesar Chavez in the country. And it's, you know, San Luis, Arizona, Summerton in Arizona, Los Angeles, California. They have a boulevard, San Francisco, California is the street, San Diego, California, Parkway, Santa Barbara, California, Lafayette, Colorado, Pueblo County, Colorado, Boise, Idaho, in Chicago, Illinois, Lake County, Indiana, Flint, Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Pontiac, Michigan, St. Paul, Minnesota, Kansas City, Missouri, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Toledo, Ohio, Austin, Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, El Paso, Texas, Houston, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And like you can see is that there's none in the Northwest. And we could be the first one if we are successful, because Idaho has one. And we don't, so there's something wrong in there. I think.
Moving right along here. Even our next steps, this is just the beginning for another phase of our quest. And over the next weeks, we'll be meeting continuously with whoever and whenever at their convenience. We're a volunteer group, but we make the time. We'll be meeting with some of the businesses up and down the interstate, other agencies like the Portland Development Commission, and right on down the line. We are planning at least two meetings, community meetings in the area during the first part of next month. We're going to send out, the city's going to help us in sending out invitations and encourage people to come. And we will continue this process. We've done some things now, as Martha just mentioned, but we know there's a lot more to do. And we're for the most part, following the spirit of the code. We're doing some outreach. We're talking with community, with businesses. We have several forms of petitions out there, and we're going to be doing more of that. So we'll continue. We're willing to openly dialogue, whether people agree or disagree on this, and continue the movement towards a final resolution sometime in the near future, hopefully end of next month. But that's kind of our presentation here. We want to keep it short so other people can have an opportunity to provide testimony.
Well, lastly, I would like to thank the mayor again, the commissioners, Multnomah County commissioners, the neighborhood associations. I want to thank them, the business and interstate, the community at large for their time that they have given us to meet with this project. And nevertheless, I would like to thank our committee for the great work that they're doing with this endeavor. And gracias, and si se puede.
Just a couple more names here. We want to really, you know, where we have help, we have to acknowledge. Commissioner Adams, thank you for loaning us. Roland Chaplowski and Severo Gonzalez. Mayor Potter, thank you for the assistance that we've gotten from Carmen Rubio and Veronica Valenzuela. They've been an asset, and they've been keeping us informed and teaching us a lot of things we knew nothing about, and it's been a learning experience. Thank you very much for your support in that area.
Yep, okay. Thanks.
Thank you. How many folks do we have signed up to testify?
We have 17 people.
17 people?
Okay.
Do you guys have any questions for us?
Are there any questions for the committee members?
No? Thank you.
Excellent
very much.
Presentation.
The first three are Alex Lowell, Maria Lisa Johnson, and Martin Gonzalez.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Lowell, and I live in Overlook neighborhood, and I'm just representing myself, and I want to voice my strong support for renaming Interstate Cesar Chavez Avenue. Cesar Chavez is certainly a hero in the Latino community, but I also think he's a hero for all humanity. He certainly is one of my heroes, and I'm a 40-year-old white woman. The struggle that he represents in terms of social and class and ethnic justice is extremely important and relevant in our world today. I think that naming the street, the avenue after him, not only, you know, demonstrates or honors our, you know, his contribution that he's given to our society, but it also creates an environment that really promotes what he stood for. And I think that that is very meaningful in Portland. It creates a social norm that social justice is important to the city of Portland. And that's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing certainly for the Latino community, and it's a powerful thing for everybody who lives here. Thanks.
My name is Maria Lisa Johnson. I'm the executive director of Latino Network, and I'm here to express my support for the renaming of the North Interstate Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. I represent an organization that has an 11-year history of serving the Latino community, building leadership and organizational capacity to achieve positive change for Latino families and children. We are located four blocks from North Interstate. Over the past decade, we've witnessed the incredible growth of our community. We are contributing to the economy and vitality of the city. Our children are a growing presence in our schools, and in areas of North Portland, they represent between 45 and 65% of the student population. Yet, as Mayor said, there are few physical symbols in this city that recognize our community's presence and our contributions. I therefore urge the council to support the proposal to change the name of North Interstate Avenue. Our community's pride and identity will be celebrated through the example of Mr. Chavez's struggle for justice and equity. Thank you.
My name is Martin Gonzalez. I want to thank Mayor Potter and the city council members for sponsoring this resolution. I also want to thank the committee that is working on this for inviting me to provide some testimony. Mayor Potter mentioned, you know, the importance of remembering our collective tied history. And I wanted to mention that for the past 20 years, I have lived in Portland, and most of those years have been spent, you know, a few blocks away from Interstate Avenue. My children attended Beach Elementary School, where nowadays there's a great number of Latino students in that school, and that school being just a block away from Interstate. But, you know, going back to the history in terms of the importance of renaming Interstate Avenue, you know, to Cesar Chavez, you know, one of the things that you saw in the video was the mention of La Causa, you know, the cause, or El Movimiento, as some of us who called it. I was part of that movement in the 1970s as part of the Chicano student movement of Aztlan at the University of Washington. And Mecha was one of those organizations that supported Cesar Chavez in the latest boycott, trying to get basically, you know, the university not to buy those lettuces and from the growers that did not want to recognize the workers. So for us, you know, it had an impact in regards to providing an opportunity for us to be involved. And I think this, what it does, I think it provides another opportunity for people to learn more about our history and the contributions that different people like Cesar Chavez made to the society. I had the privilege of in the past 20 years, working 18 of those years for the American Friends Service Committee, also a nonviolent organization that supported the work of Chavez in California and throughout the United States. So for me, it's really important to look at this, because, you know, in addition to that, I also worked for the past 2 years as the executive director for the Portland Schools Alliance, working on educational issues. And this being, I think, an opportunity for more than just a teachable moment, but an opportunity for an education for all the people in the community here in Portland. You know, we talk about the importance of Cesar as not only embracing the questions of nonviolence and applying those principles on nonviolence, but embracing all communities. And I think that this resolution sends that message to the rest of Portland, that Portland is ready to embrace its diversity and its communities that are comprised by it. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Next three are Stephen Witt, WITTE, Miguel Montoya, and Clara Padilla Andrews.
Read
Stephen Witt.
Witty.
Witty, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Miguel Montoya. Clara Padilla Andrews.
Yes, Clara. Could you read up the next name, please?
Go ahead with Charles McGee.
Thanks for being here, folks. Please state your name when you speak, and you each have 3 minutes.
Mr. Mayor, may I say that seeing your beard in person looks much better than the and much more flattering than the photograph in this morning's Oregonian.
You got that important business out of the
way. Well, I just didn't want it overlooked.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, my name is Stephen Witte. I'm the Regional Director of Pacific Northwest Region for the United Farm Workers. As a citizen of the City of Portland, on behalf of the United Farm Workers Union and the Cesar E. Chavez Foundation, I heartily support the renaming of Interstate Avenue to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. With that said, I believe that it is important to share why now is the time for that change. Shortly before his untimely death, Cesar visited Oregon, sharing his wisdom with farm workers and their supporters in the Willamette Valley. On January 26, 2007, a public celebration was held in Northeast Portland with the announcement of a winning a card check election to represent the workers at Three Mile Canyon in Boardman, Oregon. On March 1st of this year, the United Farm Workers opened its first Oregon office in Portland in the Hollywood District. This indicates the UFW's future in our state and its commitment to the protection of farm workers and consumers of agricultural products in our city and state. On July 15th of this year, the United Farm Workers signed its first Oregon contract with President Arturo Rodriguez, present in Portland for the signing and press conference on the following day. The UFW is currently negotiating its second contract, which will be signed before year's end. Therefore, this is the year to honor Cesar's work and leadership in our city. I believe that Interstate Avenue, a major thoroughfare serving North Northeast Portland, is the ideal street to honor Cesar. This is a thoroughfare that serves a diverse community and multiple neighborhoods. And it is also important, for it is adjacent to an area that currently honors the civil rights work of both Dr. King and Rosa Parks. It just makes sense that we honor Cesar Chavez's work in that same area. Cesar worked to bring about an understanding of the abuses faced by the farm worker community. It is also important to remember that from the inception of the United Farm Workers, it has been a multiracial and multi-ethnic movement. I believe that this year and this thoroughfare to honor this great man is well due. Thank you. And I also have some photographs that I'll be happy to share with you of that historic signing here in North Portland.
Mayor Tom Potter and members of the City Council, first of all, thank you for allowing us to be here and speak to you on this very important effort. My name's Clara Padilla Andrews, and I'm here in support of changing the name Interstate to Cesar E. Chavez. If you look around the state of Oregon, it's notable how the Latino community is doing its part to recognize Cesar E. Chavez. There's a library in Woodburn, an elementary school in Eugene, and then there's special events occurring during the month of March. They all contribute to heightening the awareness and appreciation of what Cesar represents, sacrifice with a community-minded purpose. As I travel throughout the United States, I see streets named after this humble man whose legacy means so much to the Latino community. I know what an honor it would be for our Latino community to have a city named after a humble leader, national leader, whose entire movement gave the poor and the voiceless hope. This is not a new idea in Portland. The majority of the cities in the U.S. have a Cesar Chavez Street, Avenue, or Boulevard. This desire for a street renaming has been around for over a decade. Today, there's a council that will allow us the opportunity for the public to express what this would mean to them. I applaud the committee for taking this issue on and sticking to it and assuring that it becomes a reality. Mayor Tom Potter and members of the City Council, I respectfully ask you support the effort from the Latino community and support us to rename Interstate Avenue Cesar E. Chavez. Having the mayor and the City Council name the street Cesar E. Chavez would be a great honor to many of us that have worked hard to make Portland the inclusive, diverse city we all love. Cesar E. Chavez will be a great addition to the many great civil rights and civic leaders Portland has recognized, like the Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, and the NATO Parkway. I had the opportunity to meet Cesar Chavez, and I know he would want this effort to be underway in collaboration with other community groups with respect, decency, and peacefully, the values he upheld throughout his life. Thank you very much.
Thank you. good afternoon, Mayor and City Council. And first and foremost, I really want to thank the committee for their work and for their dedication, not only to the city of Portland, but to communities of color. And so you might ask, why would a 22-year-old African-American male stand before you and talk about Cesar E. Chavez and his importance and his legacy?
Could you tell us your name?
Oh, Charles McGee.
Now we know who's standing before us.
Thank you. I think more than anything, it's not just a Latino issue. It's not just something of importance to the Latino community. It's something of importance to all communities. His legacy is one that reigns supreme. Talk about servitude and talk about leadership and talk about what it really means to serve a people and what it really means to champion a cause. And that's, I think that's the life and the legacy of Cesar E. Chavez. And so I come before you not to waste your time or take too much time, but really to just stand here and say that I stand in solidarity for this cause. And whatever I can do, however I can be useful, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our next three are Pastor Robin Weisner, Dr. Harney, and Casey Jama.
Mr. Mayor, I want to apologize to the group. I had not expected Sam's streetcar presentation to last quite so long. And just kidding. I have an appointment that I have to keep. I apologize. I have to go. But I am the co-sponsor of this with all five members of the council, and I'm expecting a very robust discussion. And my heart is full from hearing your articulate testimony so far. Thank you.
To our illustrious mayor and to distinguished members of the City Council, my name is the Reverend Dr. Leroy Haynes, Jr., Vice President of the Albana Ministerial Alliance, representing over 50 congregations in North and Northeast Portland. I come on behalf of the Alliance in support of the street change name of Cesar Chavez, basically because in terms of a youth organizer that I was and with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference during the civil rights movement, Cesar Chavez represent an American icon, that fought for freedom, justice, and equality, one who marched with Martin Luther King Jr., one who helped change this nation, and one who has given us the benefit of a better society. And I thank God for his contribution as that great American icon that goes beyond race, class, and status. Secondly, I come and representing the AMA in support of these change because Cesar Chavez was a transformer of the quality of life for workers in America, not only farm workers, but it had a ripple effect for workers and wages, workers and decent living and decent conditions of working in America. And thirdly, I come in support of the street change name because Cesar Chavez was an empowerer of poor people, oppressed people. And so he represents what we believe our mayor as the character of Portland, the diversity, the justice and equality that we are striving for in Portland. So the Urbana Ministerial Alliance would like to go on record in support of the street change name. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioner Salsa, and Commissioner Adams. I would first like to say that it's an honor to be a Portlander. It's also an honor to be able to look here at men to make this city that I can believe and trust in as we bring issues and know that they're fair, evaluated, and listened to. I would just like to say my name is Pastor Robin Weisner, pastor of Under the Blood Ministry, also a member of the board of AMA, that by erecting a monument, a memorial, setting aside holidays, naming of parks and buildings, and naming and renaming of streets are things that America has always done as an expression of being an enlightened, open, and embracing society. Thus, she, America, has used the names of those exemplary citizens who rose through the ranks from among us as leaders and advocates to have these names placed. These persons possess the virtues which, as a nation, we hold true and dear. In this quest that is before you, the city will meet with challenges, just as it does in other businesses that come before you. Yet the city must rise if it is to reflect the best in its citizens and for that which it wishes to be known for. Likewise, cities across our nations have over time distinguished themselves in these and other such exercises. It is also key in being ranked high as the most livable city. Our nation has Cesar Chavez and Martin Luther King's and others to thank for being willing to make personal sacrifices in their lives, that they also made such differences in our society and use their personal struggles to make a broadest impact. Down south from where I come from, there's a saying says, brighten up the corner where you are. This is the question. This, without question, is what Cesar Chavez did. Let us now, as city council, do the same. Let us brighten up the corner where we are. Let us change the name of Interstate to Cesar Chavez. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor Tom Borer, Commissioner Salzman, and Commissioner Sam Adams. My name is Casey Chama. I am the Executive Director of the Center for Intercultural Organizing. I don't want to take a lot of time from you, busy schedule, but I am here today to support the change name to Interstate to late Cesar Chavez. As an immigrant or as a refugee from Somalia, I have been in Portland about 8 years, and I am committed to issues of diversity and making Portland more diverse city that welcomes everybody. One of the things that I appreciate Portland, it is willingness to impress people who are moving from outside and other parts of the country and outside of the world. And I appreciate that. and Portland represented for me that change. As you know, with this, the diversity of Portland is growing. And one of the things that it's important and reflects the value as a community is that when we reflect the diversity of the city that we have, when we reflect that is sort of the cultural and heritage aspect of the city. So for me, changing the street name to Cesar Chavez, who I often, like Martin Luther King, I get from inspiration, his dedication for justice. For me, that it represents that Portland is moving to the right direction as we have been lately. So I really want to encourage you to support this effort. And I want to let you know that at this moment, there's a lot of anti-immigrant issues in this country. We understand that. It is a challenge that the United States is struggling. And I want to make sure that all the immigrants and refugees that are feel welcome and feel a part of Portland. And to change Cesar Chavez to name it and its street reflects that welcome. So I encourage and support and in solidarity of our Latino brothers and sisters and people who care all for social justice. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Mr. Thank Mayor, you. The beard looks good. I hope my afro looks good, too.
The next three are Promise King, Terry Parker, and Aaron Welton. Aaron Welton. Let's go with John Little.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
Go ahead. My name is Promise King, Interim Executive Director of Oregon League of Minority Voters. I'm not here in that capacity, but I'm here as a strong supporter of the Chavez Committee. I come in admiration for this glorious process, this democratic process. This resolution is upon us today because of your grace, because you want it to be fair, and because of your interest in due process. I thank you. I want to say that there is still a vast amount of honor and honesty among you. Mayor Porter, this should not be a very complicated process. It should not be. The issue at hand is a simple matter. This resolution will give us the opportunity to debate whether or not the values and legacy of Cesar Chavez deserve a grandiose symbolism of a street name in this great city. Right off the bat, I want to say it's an emphatic yes. It would be a simple contest. So this process is not must be reasonable and mindful. For some of us who cherish Cesar Chavez and Rosa Parks' values, these street namings are not just mere instrument of symbolisms. They hold for us intimate meanings. They hold for some of us some hope. They hope that someday real inclusion and diversity will extend to all the mosaic of this land. Mayor Porter, this is the hope. So I come in appreciation of this process, but I also come with a cautionary note. Like the doctor who say, too much processed food is bad for us. I say to you too that much unending process that delays our aspiration, that puts on hold and inocuous progress, I say to you that that process is bad for justice. Thank you for your support for this program.
Well, I decided since I was already here, I would combine trips and put my 2 cents worth in on this one. I'm Terry Parker. I'm just a citizen of Portland, and I'm just going to give you some things that I think you ought to consider throughout this process. I'm not speaking for or against the name change, just some things to consider. One of the things that a renaming of a street or a bridge or a building does, it's supposed to honor someone who has a place in history. However, it also takes away, it changes history and takes away the honor of the person who has applied the name that's already on the street. I think you need to think about that. I think that any street renaming process should be absent of any political motivations, not to get votes or anything like that. Livability must be open to diversity from all sides of the community. And in saying that, I also think that you ought to think of other people that might be honored in this community with some sort of a change. As an example, the Interstate Bridge could be honored for Sam Hill, who was the transportation visionary that I have a whole lot of respect for as a historical figure. Ronald Reagan was a great president of the United States, a governor, an actor. Grand Avenue would be a great place to honor Ronald Reagan. I'm not a GOP member, so again, no political overtones here, but I just wanted to think you to think of other things, that this is not a political process. This is a process about livability, about diversity, and listening to the entire community on this process. Thank you.
My name is John Little, and I represent Hispanics in Unity for Oregon. And I was born 81 years ago in St. Vincent's Hospital in Portland here. I grew up here and went to the University of Portland and traveled Interstate Boulevard, but I have no great attachment to Interstate Boulevard. It doesn't. I think it wouldn't be a problem if we changed it, I don't think very many people have. It's a geographic orientation is what it is. It's not a human one. Now, I began working with Hispanics in 1960. I spent 5 years in South America working as a volunteer, and returning to Oregon, I was director of the Valley Migrant League, which was a program of retraining and re-education, retraining of migrant farm workers for 5 years in the Western Oregon. I also worked in migrant education. I was the director of that in Western Oregon. And some of the things we used to meet with Cesar Chavez would come up here, and he would meet with us, and we would set up meetings so that he could give talks to the farm workers, and he would do that two or three times. And he loved Oregon. He had a great consideration for it, and we explained to him, see, most of the farmers, the organizing in California was corporate farming, which is huge, and the farm workers are just a commodity. And we explained to him about how the farms in Oregon were mostly family farms, and this was in the early 60s. I mean, the mid-60s, late 60s, and the early 70s. At that time. Since then, there are some corporate farms here in Oregon. But at that point in time, he adjusted his approach to Oregon. He asked us to bring in some of the owners of the farms, and he proposed to them that they would join together with the farm workers to negotiate for a better price, because they were kind of limited. From the producers, I mean the processors. So anyway, it would be a wonderful thing for him and for the people here to, and I've always been proud of Oregon for being sensitive to the minorities and the people in Oregon. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our last person is Sharon Nassett.
Oftentimes, I tend to be last, and I get here right at the beginning. My name is Sharon Nassett. My address is 1113 North Baldwin, and I would like to say that Cesar Chavez is and was a great man. He was a brave man and a very courageous man in a time when it was very hard to do the things that he did. Our need to have people who get up, follow the challenge, and take the high road and raise all of us up by following that high road is in desperate need all the time. And we have many people who are and have that inside of them, and they need to see that the average person can rise to the point of being a great leader. Caesar was able to do a lot of things, and it has changed our entire valley. My grandfather used to work at the Chamawa Indian School, and when Caesar tried to put the college together down in Woodburn, my grandfather, my mother, and my uncle used to go there and try and help him. My grandfather used to travel around to the migrant camps and read medicine prescriptions and the bills and talk with the citizens there who lived mostly in cars and tin sheds. I would like you to think about the fact that when you come into the Portland International Airport, how beautiful it would be to come to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. 82nd Avenue is in need of change. It is in need of repair. It goes from the shores of the Columbia River all the way down, turning into 213, following through Oregon City, through the farmlands, and to the foothills of the Cascade Range. It travels through towns. It travels through villages. It could be Cesar Chavez Boulevard, Cesar Chavez Highway. Something as appropriate as that for someone who started small and was large. This is something I would like you to consider. I would also like you to consider the fact that Portland is a diverse town, all of it, not just in North Portland where we're financially challenged, but the entire town is multicultural, and something along this line would help us. North Portland has gone through a lot of changes, and you might not like the name of Interstate, but it used to be a board walk highway, and then it turned into Interstate Avenue for over 90 years. Caesar would be happy to see people come together in something being named after him. There's a lot of contention over taking, and I'm saying taking, another street and renaming it. People are afraid to come forward because they love their brothers and sisters and are glad that we have a multi-community and don't want anybody to feel unaccepted. But we need to name something larger. Come into International Airport to Cesar Boulevard, how lovely. But think twice before renaming something that's a name when we have so many streets that are just numbered. Thanks. Oh, and the park that you're doing, you have a new park, sir, and it's going to have gardens in it. How lovely. Why not have two? Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you all for testifying and speaking. It's now time to take the vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
I'm pleased to support this resolution today and look forward to the discussion ahead. I think Cesar Chavez is very worthy of consideration for Cesar East Chavez Boulevard is very worthy of a new name for Interstate Boulevard, and I look forward to community discussion that this resolution calls for. I want to thank Marta and Jose and Sunny for doing the legwork of starting this effort, and I look forward to the vote on the final resolution after public comment. So I look forward to it. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I too look forward to a robust and open and honest process about changing the name to honor a great individual. Aye.
Potter?
Thank you, committee, for once again tugging at our consciences about what we should be doing, not just what we do daily. And this certainly reminds all of us that that from time to time we have to step back and look to see who among us are the heroes, are the leaders, and who have not been recognized for their efforts. This particular effort, I think, begins to take care of that issue for a lot of people in our community, because this isn't, I believe, just a tribute or on behalf of our Latino community. I think this is for all of Portland, because what Cesar Chavez did, he did for all of us. And he did for all poor people, all farm workers, all people who live here in this country. And I've been a little disappointed.